It's a very serious problem if you're one of the families who's been affected. This is not an incident that happened last week or even last year. It's been going on for a number of years now. And despite having different departments within the council look at it, there has been no remedial work carried out yet, and it's still very much a serious problem for the families concerned.
Is this one of those issues where you're trying to deal with the council and deal with Irish Water and it tends to get pushed from pillar to post?
Yeah, and that seems to be happening. They're kicking the ball between one another. Irish Water are saying it's not their responsibility because it's a private estate, and Donegal County Council is saying the estate hasn't been taken over yet. But this is not good enough. We have now, every time there's heavy rain in around Letterkenny, there's a number of houses which are under severe threat of flooding, and on a couple of occasions already over this last number of years they have been flooded, and not just with water but with sewage and all that comes along with that.
The council does have a unit that's looking into the taking over of estates and trying to progress that as much as possible. This would suggest that there's still a job of work to be done in that regard.
Yeah, there is a job of work, and there's obviously has to be resources put and money put against this. This had come about because there was a natural burn there and behind the houses when they were built, and the burn is still there for maybe 70 or 80 metres, and then it goes down into a 20 inch pipe which isn't sufficient or big, large enough to carry the volume of water. So it's something that can be remedied, and I'm sure that if the department's responsible will look at it, they will come up with a remedy, and some remedial work needs to be done immediately.